From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. President Bush was in Tennessee today to talk about weapons of mass destruction, Libya's.
Libya is dismantling its weapons of mass destruction and long-range missile programs. This progress came about through quiet diplomacy between America, Britain, and the Libyan government. This progress was set in motion, however, by policies declared in public to all the world. The United States, Great Britain, and many other nations are determined to expose the threats of terrorism and proliferation and to oppose those threats with all our power.
President Bush at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee. That's where shipments of Libya's nuclear weapons program are being sent. And joining us now to discuss the president's remarks is NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Madeline.
Well, we heard him talking about Libya, but he didn't really focus much of his speech on Libya, did he?
Well, no. He widened his focus pretty quickly, moved on to talk more about Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, some international arms dealers and intelligence traders. We were really talking about the whole war on terrorism. And he really wanted to use Libya because these weapons of mass destruction that are being shipped over are being stored there in Oak Ridge. But the bridge was made pretty quickly. Libya was prominent in the war on terror back in the 1980s, but it's been much less prominent in more recent years.
And let's not forget that this is an election year. He repeatedly used the phrase 3 years ago. So was this also a political speech?
I think we may have just heard a preview of the president's acceptance speech at the Republican convention coming up at the end of the summer. He said so many things that sounded exactly like the notes he wants to hit when he gets to that point when we're kicking off the fall campaign. Again and again, coming back, as you said, to the three-year time frame, the situation we found ourselves in on the brink of 9/11, the months right after 9/11, and talking about what's been achieved in Afghanistan. Of course, he looked strictly at the positive side of what's been achieved there. What's been achieved in our relationship with Pakistan, again, focusing on the things that are going better than they were 3 years ago. And, of course, in Iraq, casting that entirely in terms of the removal of Saddam Hussein and the crimes of Saddam Hussein, and not talking about the problems that have faced us since we've been there.
Mm. And he also faces some other critical issues. He needs to choose a new CIA director. He had to respond to the Senate Intelligence Committee release last week that was harshly critical of the weapons of mass destruction intelligence leading up to the Iraq War. So did he say anything about this today?
He did not respond directly to the Senate Intelligence Committee report, except to say that while we have not found the stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction that were our instant justification for going into Iraq, it was still the right thing to do to remove Saddam Hussein from power because he had the capability to create those weapons and give them to terrorists. And therefore, and this was his tagline throughout his speech today, America is safer.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.